Are you tired of the endless supply of terrible storytelling? Of uninspiring, nihilistic stories that permeate most of modern-day entertainment? Are you tired of the diversity, equality, and inclusion standards that are forced upon movie creators and actors? Well, so are we. So go with us on a journey as we chronicle for you the latest news in entertainment, as we discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of the film industry, and as we pave a way forward to see the kingdom of Christ grow and the dragon of secularism meet its end. If you want to support us in our mission, head over to patreon.com/thePowell Bros, or follow the link in the show notes. There you will gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both movie chronicles and movie reviews. Now, on with the show.
Welcome back to Movie Chronicles with the Powell Bros. I am Tobias Powell, one of your hosts, joined with Trent Powell, your other host. Trent, how you doing?
Doing great. Happy to be here. Movie Chronicles.
Yeah, for sure.
Got a lot of stuff to talk about today.
Yeah, some pretty big things got launched this week, released. I don't know. Yeah.
I feel it's just a bunch of like really small like things scattered around, but it was just a lot. And I don't know. There's just,
yeah,
there's 100 things we could talk about.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I don't know. You must.
Almost all of mine involve black people.
Well, that's great. I mean, I know how much you love black people.
I just noticed that.
Yeah.
Unironically, just noticed that. Do you see the official release of Odysseus in Christopher Nolan's?
Yeah, that one's so. That was kind of weird. Like, you know, they just
came out of the blue.
They just started filming.
Yeah,
like he put that on like first day, and they're like, snap a picture, let's get it up. Because I thought it was.
Yep.
I mean, I thought it was either fake or it was a leaked photo or something, but it was actually the studio that posted it.
Yeah.
And everyone kind of loses their mind. So. Yeah, I don't know.
Super weird.
What do you think about it?
Well, the whole, like, the circumstance of it was just weird. It's, like, it's pretty abnormal. It's an abnormal thing for them to do something like that, especially when they just started filming. Like, and the photo, it's not like, it's just the photo. Like, there's nothing else attached to it. Like, nothing special. It's just Matt Damon just in
Greek armor.
A suit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, apart from that, I mean, because it's even like, it's almost like a raw image. Like, it's not even like filtered. Like, there's no color in it. It's just a raw image.
I feel like it's a little bit of coloring.
Before any,
like, it's not like, you know, it's taken like on, like, it was intentionally taken, it seemed like.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. Like.
No. Okay. So, I don't know if you know what a raw image is. So, a raw image,
I mean,
is,
like, unedited.
Yeah, unedited, no color.
Right.
That's what that looks like.
Okay, yeah.
It looks like there's, like, maybe a tiny bit, but, like, it just, it seems, like, so quickly thrown together.
And, wow.
Because it looks bland. Like, it's very, it's colorless.
Okay, yeah.
Other than that, I mean, I was surprised because that Matt Damon is going to be Odysseus.
I'm not. I knew that's exactly who he was going to play when he was announced, at least.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
And he's been walking. Been walking around with that like that gray beard. Like he did a commercial recently, and I think there was some. Set photos from another movie where he, you know, just looked kind of gruffy and like, you know, old and so I was like, he's playing Odysseus.
I don't know how I feel about someone that famous playing Odysseus. Like, I don't know if he's gonna be able to separate his persona enough to really, like, I don't know if we'll be able to detach who Matt Damon is to this character. I almost feel like someone lesser known would have been better.
Yeah.
In this circumstance. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. I kind of see what you're saying. That's like the issue I do have often with big celebrities being attached to projects like this, because it is hard to detach the celebrity and who they are or who we know them as from other stories and stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we also need to remember, like, these are actors. Matt Damon is an actor. He plays a lot of different types of roles, and he is a very talented
for sure
actor. I think he'll portray it fine. It might be hard from the audience standpoint to detach, but I'm sure he'll do fine. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of other actors that could play a good Odysseus.
Right.
I don't know. When I read the story, I feel like I think Matt Damon can pull it off, but I don't know. We'll see. And the image, I don't know.
For sure.
I think a lot of people were hating on it. It's what I would expect, I guess. Like, it looks like just,
right,
you know, it's Greek armor. I mean, I don't know, even, like, I'm talking about from, like, the armor's standpoint. Like, I don't know what else or how else it should look. I think, like, that's
right.
You know, historically accurate Greek armor, and it looks somewhat worn down a little bit, and maybe it could be a little more worn down, but
yeah.
It's one photo from this, you know.
Yeah. I know.
From this beginning of the filming.
No, for sure. Yeah. I just think the whole, just everything surrounding it is just kind of weird. Like, it's just odd. Yeah. I mean, looking at the image, like, I don't think it doesn't look terrible. He doesn't look terrible. No. Like, I don't think that at all. I think he looks fine. Like I said, the image is kind of colorless. Mm-hmm. Maybe that'll end up being kind of what they're going for. I don't know. We'll see.
I love that fan made poster that's going around of it says the Odyssey in Greek, but it's not the right letters. It does not spell Greek. It does not spell the Odyssey at all. It's so bad.
Yeah.
It looks like, you know, English, like if you translate it to English, but it's like, no, that those are not the right letters from the Greek alphabet.
Yeah.
It takes five seconds to Google how to spell the Odyssey in Greek. And someone made it and then shared it. Okay.
Yeah,
and then everyone's like, "Oh, that's this is hilarious. Terrible. This is like, because they thought it was legit. Like, this is awful. You know,
yeah,
this movie's gonna be terrible." It's like, no, guys, this is fake. This is dumb. So, anyways,
so many people took it way too seriously.
Yeah,
the poster.
Oh yeah, they did. As they usually do.
Yeah. All right, what kind of stuff did you see going on this week?
Well, I did go and see Captain America, Captain African America, the Brave New World, and it was.
Yep.
I have a mini review of that up on our channel. It was as awful as I. Well, it was worse than I was expecting it to be, and I think there's a couple comments I wanted to make, just piggybacking off of last week and talking about, you know, how he was given all these special abilities to be a superhero. Like, he has Ant-Man's helmet. He has Captain America's shield. He has Iron Man's nanotech. Mm-hmm. He has Black Panther's vibranium suit. And he has all these different things to add on to the fact that he is a normal human, normal man, going up against a Hulk. And he needs all these assistances, handicaps in order to fight. And it's like, okay, that's okay for, like, a character like Falcon. Like, if he was Falcon, yeah, it makes sense for him to get all this different tech. But he's Captain America. And Captain America is a certain kind of hero. And he you know, he doesn't need all these other things. He does need the super serum. And what's really dumb in the movie is that he, there's this whole debate throughout the film as to whether or not he should have taken the serum. And you know, at one point he's like, he's saying, no, I didn't for a reason. I wanted to be myself or be my own hero or something. I didn't want to be like Captain America, even though he's taking the mantle of Captain America. And then when he's about to fight Hulk, he's like, man, I should have taken that serum. And then at the end, he's like, no, I'm glad I didn't take the serum. And then he literally gives Hulk a pep talk at the end. Like, so you know the scene where Black Widow in Age of Ultron, at the beginning of Age of Ultron, when Black Widow is talking to Hulk and talking about, say, the sun's getting real low, buddy.
I've seen some memes already.
That's literally what Hulk he does. He just starts talking, tries to talk him down and like remind him of who he is, remind him of his daughter and all these things, and just telling him to calm down, just be at peace. He gives him like a pep talk, like he did in Falcon and the Winter Soldier with the whole police thing, like, you know, we need to, you know, I can't remember what he said in that show. I blanked that whole show out, but anyways, it's ridiculous. No, he was dumb. Yeah. Anyways, it's just this schizophrenic hero that I'm sick of in Marvel. And not just Marvel. I think Disney's doing this. I was trying to think of one last week. So we have Gaia from Secret Wars, where she gets all these superpowers. We have Agent Carter in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then we have Echo, who got all the powers of her ancestors. And remember, and that's how she won. She found, you know, she was able to conjure all this power from all her ancestors. They came together, and all the women of her past fought for her and beside her and stuff. So it's just this concept where in the final act of the story, our heroes need all these other abilities in order to be the hero, instead of just finding the will within yourself and sacrificing what needs to be sacrificed in order to be the hero and to put your life on the line and use your powers that you have. You are a superhero to fight the bad guy and defeat him. We don't get that anymore. We've lost the concept of a superhero, and now we need a normal man who has all these different gadgets and things to fight. Same, you know, the reason I hate the Spider-Man Tom Holland movies. I mentioned, yes, Homecoming in the final act did it right, where he lost his suit and stuff, and I appreciate that. But still, like, he's still tethered down as a hero because of the fact that he has all this Iron Man tech, and he has Iron Man can come save in Homecoming. Iron Man can come save the day at any minute, and we know that. And it's like, no, that's not Spider-Man. And anyways, we're losing the concept of here. And then also you have Rey Skywalker, who, you know, became all the Jedi in the end to defeat Lord Sidious, the Emperor. I'm sick of this. Stop it. They've done it with all these women superheroes, and now they have this another marginalized superhero who they do it with, and there's nothing to live up to, nothing that we're inspired by, that we're inspired, nothing we can aspire to, or that we're inspired by with these modern day heroes not like the heroes that we once knew. So I'm sick of it, and I'm over it.
Yeah. No, it's not going to last. It doesn't work. It's not a good story. It's a bad story that they keep telling over and over again.
On top of that, they keep lying about the budget. it was reported that it's $180 million. Somehow they fudged the numbers so that's what the budget's going to be, though. It's probably what probably happened is the New World Order Captain America movie, whatever that budget was, is scrapped because it's a different movie or something, just because they changed the name. I don't know. That's my guess. Yeah. So like, $180 million, which was probably the money spent on the reshoots. I don't know if you know this, but Marvel has lied multiple times about their budgets. the reason why we're able to find out about the previous ones, like Doctor Strange, Ant-Man, the Wasp, and the Marvels, is because they filmed in the UK, and when you film in another country, you have to report the numbers, and so we find out what the actual budget is, even though they tell us, hey, it's this budget, but then we find out later on, no, it was actually this budget. They filmed Captain America, I think, only in the U.S., and so we probably will not ever know exactly what the budget is. So something might come out eventually because they have to report it.
Right. But
they're running with $180 million. That's bullcrap.
It was probably 360 at least.
Yeah, it was at least 360 from early reporting, from, you know, before the reshoots, what has been reported afterwards and everything, but somehow they're going with $180 million, and so now that they've made I think they hit $200 million today worldwide. Everyone's like, they made their money back. They you know, went over their budget. It's like, no, that's, even if their budget is $180 million, they still have to make about $500 million to make a profit. You guys don't know how budgets work. Stop it.
Yeah.
You get half from the theaters. Yep. you have a marketing budget of at least $50 to $100 million on top of the $180 million, and a lot of money goes to theaters, and then worldwide they don't even get as much of a cut as they get in the U.S. and so it's annoying. They have pretty much made about probably negative $200 million right now. Like they're at least $200 million in the can right now, and they still need to make that up in order to make a profit. So anyways.
Yeah.
That's that.
Yeah. Big L for them, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, $350 million last week. I think I'm sticking with that. That's probably realistic, and maybe $400 million, which is,
I don't know. We already saw a huge drop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're seeing the predictions are a huge drop for this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
The numbers are already slowing down. So,
oh, and on top of if you look at, you know, actual like tickets sold over so they made $140 million over the weekend. I think it was 104 over the 4-day weekend, which starts at 2 o'clock or so on Thursday. If we remember, Thursday previews used to be at midnight. Back when the first Avenger came out, it was probably around midnight, and then they had Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So 3-day plus the preview showings. Back then in 2009 or 2010, whenever first Avenger came out, they sold 8.5 million tickets over the weekend, the 3.5-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
For Captain America Brave New World, over the extended 4-day weekend, they sold 6 million tickets. So 8.5 for the first movie and 6, just to put that in perspective. Yes, they made more money, but they sold less tickets than they did with the first movie. That's how much it's dropped down.
With an extra day.
With an extra day. So just put that into perspective.
Yeah, for sure. Yep, it's crazy.
It sure is. But enough about that. Daredevil, Daredevil Born Again. It's coming up. We got
very soon, March 4th.
Yeah. We gotta do like an emergency show after we watch it. We gotta do something. Do like a live thing. But I'm stoked.
That'd be fun.
Anyways, enough about Marvel.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I had one more thing.
Never mind.
About Marvel. well, the final episode of Neighborhood Spider-Man, whatever came out.
Yep.
I don't know if you kept up with that at
all. I totally forgot about it.
I didn't watch the show.
I watched the first two episodes and forgot.
I just saw it on X today that it finished. Yeah. So that's the only reason I know.
But I don't know. Go ahead.
Apparently the Watcher from What If was in the final episode.
What?
So they're going to tie it to this big multiverse thing.
Why?
Yeah.
That I'm surprised by that, but
because that's all they know how to
apparently.
Do. That's they don't know how to leave something separate.
Apparently.
Just like we know they're going to do the same thing with Fantastic Four. Like they just are.
Yeah, probably. That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the rest of it was
there's two more seasons coming out. I know Gwen Stacy's going to be in the second season.
Why wasn't she
in the first? Yeah, I don't know. Because
she's
they needed
blonde.
All black people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, at least she's white and blonde, so.
Yeah. Yeah, they actually did release what she's going to look like, and she is white and blonde, mm-hmm. miraculously.
Assuming that, or since I didn't hear anything about the rest of the show, so I watched the first two episodes, and then I didn't hear a lick about the rest of the show. After, you know, and I watch all kinds of, you know, entertainment podcasts and things. Most people I watch or listen to don't watch most of the new Marvel stuff. But anyway, well, I mean, except for like Brave New World and stuff. But anyways, I didn't hear anything about it. So I'm assuming it wasn't like atrociously bad, but also no one watched it and it created no conversation.
Right.
And so I don't know, dude.
Yep.
It, whatever.
Yeah.
The first two episodes were pretty bad.
Yeah. Just racist gay show, so
I guess
not interested.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. Well, I guess that's it for Marvel. We can still stick on superheroes. I don't know if you heard Will Smith announced that they're doing a Hancock sequel.
I have that. Dubai. And who's gonna star in it with him?
Oh yeah. Zendaya.
Because she's in everything. Oh
yeah, seriously.
Like, I saw that. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, okay, first off, Hancock 2. Like, oh, that's ridiculous. And second of all,
why
Zendaya? Of course, Zendaya is gonna be in it. That's so dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
She's also
why
gonna
are
be
they
in
making
the Odyssey
a sequel.
I don't know who she's gonna play in the Odyssey, but.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully it's not like Dune where they take a lower character and make it a main character where she's just annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they don't do that in The Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
It's what she likes to do, is play annoying characters, so.
Yep. Pretty much.
Yeah,
Hancock 2. Man, I haven't seen Hancock in a long time. That movie is wild.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't. Hancock, why? Like, what are you going to do with a sequel? I don't know. Like, obviously Zendaya's going to be his daughter and whatever. So she's probably going to have superpowers.
Yeah.
So she's probably going to play some kind of prominent role. I don't know. It's weird. No, thank you.
Yeah, no.
They're also, you know, working, still going through with I Am Legend 2. I read something that Will Smith and Michael B. Jordan.
Just...
Yeah, good.
No, you go.
Yeah,
ahead.
I just read something that they, you know, have been going over story ideas and working on the script and stuff.
Oh. Oh, I thought they... Aren't they filming?
Not that I read, but I don't know.
Oh.
I don't think so. Well, I don't know. I feel like I heard something a while back that they were filming, so maybe they are. I don't know, dude. I just read things sometimes and
it
just assume that it's true and I shouldn't. Because I don't know. I don't know what else he's working. I don't think that they started filming.
Yeah, no, they are. They're. I mean, they haven't started filming.
Yeah.
They're still writing.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yep. That. Yeah. That's still a thing. They're still working on it. So.
Right. Well, we'll see how that goes. Oh, okay. And this is going to... It's kind of talking about Marvel, but segueing into another topic. One thing that is pretty... that I've been seeing a lot, and I think what we are seeing, is that Disney and Marvel, they only see legitimacy in primarily white characters, because you have Captain America, who is a white character, and in order for Falcon's character to have any value, they have to make him Captain America. So that they only see the legitimacy in the white character, and they have to have the black character live up to this mantle, this role, instead of just him being a good character. Falcon's a great character. He was really well written in the MCU, well done. But then they went then the direction they went after Endgame was ridiculous. At the end of Endgame, that's where it started. Because they only see legitimacy in these white established characters. Spider-Man and Miles Morales. Miles Morales, everyone says that he has to be Spider-Man. He has to live up to his mantle of Spider-Man. It's like, no, why can't he just be Miles Morales? He is a spider person, but he's not Spider-Man. Peter Parker, Spider-Man. Miles Morales is Miles Morales. Yeah. He's his own character. He's he's very unique. I think he's well written for the most part. And I have some problems with it, but for the most part, he's a well written character. It's like, why can't he just be Miles Morales? Why does he have to live up to this mantle? And it's also with female and male characters. You know, with the whole story of the headline of the Phase 4 of MCU is every female character needs to, or every male character needs to have a female counterpart. You know, you have female Thor, you have female Black, Black Panther. You have female Hawkeye. You have female Hulk. You have female. I don't even remember what the other ones are. Female Ant-Man. You have all these characters because they only see legitimacy in the male character, and so they need the female character to live up to the male character, and which makes the female character illegitimate, or the black character be illegitimate. It's like, there's nothing wrong with these characters, but when you try to mend them over or try to force them to be this other character that they're not, it just falls apart, because then they're trying to aspire to something that they shouldn't be aspiring to. They should be their own character, have their own gifts and their own abilities and their own story. Sam Wilson is not Captain America. That's not his story. Yeah, it shouldn't be. There's a reason it failed in the comics. Right. No one liked Sam Wilson becoming Captain America in the comics. No one liked Sam Wilson becoming Captain America in the movies, for the most part. It just drives me nuts. To segue that, you have, even with black characters playing white or black actors playing white characters, Snow White, you have I can't remember what nationality Rachel Zegler is, but she's darker skinned. And and then you have, you know, all these people saying that, you know, black people need to have a character that they can look up to, that they can aspire to. They need a Snow White that is just like them. They need a Little Mermaid that looks just like them in order to live up to them. When it's like, no, you're putting an identity to a character that doesn't define who the character is. Now, Snow White, yes, literally her whiteness does define her. Like, it's in her name. It's why her name is Snow White. But it wasn't just like, oh, here's this white girl that no other nationality or race can look up to. It's like, no, there are black girls who can look at Snow White and dream of being a princess. That's how it's always been. But because our, you know, culture of identity politics,
if you want to have like a black girl for the black girls to look up to, or a black princess for the black girls to look up to, make a good black princess with her own story, which they did with Tiana. Yep. I mean, that's fully, you know, Southern, you know,
New Orleans,
like, yeah, New Orleans, like, it's perfect setting. Like, that's a great one for them to look up to.
Yeah.
Like, just make more of that. Setting, you know, if that's what culture. You want.
Yeah. Encanto.
Yep.
Now there's obviously, you know, the place where they go too far, where it's like, oh, you know, we put too much identity on this character, or we have to make a Mexican princess, we have to make a black princess, we have to make this, like, no, just make a princess and make a good story. And any people of all colors, girls of all colors, can look up to these princesses because they, yeah, because of their femininity, because of the glory that they have and that they show, and that they how they display it and how they live it out and how they long for a prince to save them and so forth. Just write good characters and stop putting all this legitimacy.
Well, yeah, it's a total narcissism and white supremacist ideology to be making these non-white characters have to say that they can only be great and well known if they play these more known white characters.
Yeah, like, exactly.
If the black character has to be the white character, you're saying that you're essentially preaching white supremacy, and that they can only, that black character can only be great if it plays, yep, if the black character can only be great if she plays a white character.
Right. There's only legitimacy in the whiteness of the character. That's it.
Yeah. It's a total narcissism and racist ideology to say something like that.
Mm-hmm. That is very true.
And that's exactly why Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man is a racist show. Like, they did that with all the characters.
Mm-hmm.
All those characters that are known as white characters, you're saying that those black people can only be great if they play these white characters. Right. And like, you did it with 90% of the characters in that show.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, the Osbournes, like, why do you have to make them black? Why is it there's a black character is only legitimate when they play a black actor, or, I don't know, it's a little weird, but you're a black actor playing a white character, and that means there's only legitimacy in the white character, and there's only value found in the white character that you need to make black in order to, you know, fit it in your little bubble. And
if you want to make, if you really believe black people need black characters, make an original black character, and if they really need it, that black character, if written well, will do just as good as you think they should be doing.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and like, yeah, I mean, there are a multitude of very well-written black characters, and even some black black characters that did play, or kind of, they did race swap. You think of Blade, you think of Nick Fury. It's like, there's some ways that you can do it right, but it's not like they didn't make Nick Fury all about him being, it wasn't all about him being black. It was just Samuel L. Jackson is a good actor playing this role that a lot of people don't know a whole lot about, and they're race swapping it, but they're not doing we need a black character here. We need a black actor.
That was also the beginning. That was also towards the beginning of superhero movies, mm-hmm, where, I mean, there was a short period of time where comics were kind of dying off a bit. Movies were becoming popular. So you had this shift. So there weren't very many comic fans, but there are a lot of movie fans. So then when they started making these movies, Nick Fury wasn't as well known and he wasn't as established. And so that was a good opportunity for them to put a black character in. And because most of the people that are even fans of the MCU now didn't know back then that Nick Fury was originally white. Mm-hmm. So the circumstances of when they were making those movies provided that opportunity and made it work well, because he wasn't an established character as a white character. The Osbournes, they are, mm-hmm, like, they're very well established. Everybody knows the Osbournes are white, and then they make them black. But back then, Nick Fury, there was a dying time where he just wasn't as well known, and so it worked.
Man, we should really like dive deep and study the, you know, early 2000s Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. Okay.
Yeah.
We already did that.
That'd be great.
To finish that, they didn't make it all about him being black. Like, it wasn't like, oh, guess what, we have this black character playing a white, or a black actor playing a white character, look what we did. They weren't virtue signaling. They didn't make it all about identity politics. And it worked. Blade is another example. Not a well-known character. Most people don't know he's white, but they did black, and then they made it really culturally appropriate for him, where he had the swag of a black man, and it was really well done. And it just fit and worked. But they can't figure that out anymore. So.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you saw this. It's on the same stream that we're going, but Doctor Who is going to be canceled for 5 years.
I was literally going to ask you about this.
They're taking a 5-year hiatus because everybody's sick of, like, nobody's watching it because it's so woke. Like, it's just like you have a black gay Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And you're like, why aren't people watching?
And then they retcon the first Doctor to be a female lesbian.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So I know really nothing about Doctor Who. I've never really watched much Doctor Who. I know you have. So I'm curious about, like, you know, how much have you watched? What's your knowledge of Doctor Who? And then where'd you stop?
Yeah, I've watched up to when they made the Doctor a girl.
Okay.
That's when I stopped. Yeah. I watched the first episode of it and I'm like, no, not watching any more of this.
Yeah.
And then after they did 3 seasons. They usually do about 3 seasons with everybody. I think they did 3 seasons with her. And then they went to the black doctor, the black gay doctor, and numbers are just so low. So I guess they're taking, I guess it's not confirmed that they're taking 5 years off, but the black doctor is canceled. Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if they took a couple years off. But yeah, it's another example of like a well-known white character being black for the first time since the 70s.
Yeah.
Like, there'd never been any Time Lords that were black. Like, this was just 100% new.
Yeah.
Not something that had ever been done. And they decided, yeah, let's make him black. And of course, didn't go very well. So,
no. Yeah, because they did their Christmas special every year. And it, this past one, I think I heard it did pretty terribly. So
it's
ridiculous.
Yep.
And that's a case where the original creator was all behind it and for it. Like, he one of the original writers or something, like, he's, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, for the comeback seasons.
Yeah,
when they first brought it back after the
and then they bring David Tennant back to like reassure and reaffirm all of it, where David Tennant's playing his doctor and saying, talking about this black doctor and saying how he's he's the greatest and all these things. It's just it's wild.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Odd time right now.
Sure is.
Looking forward to Daredevil, though.
Yeah, man. I know there's some clips that were dropped the last couple of days. I haven't watched any, just because I hate watching movie clips before the movie, like, or show clips before the project comes out. It's like I want to watch it when it comes out. Like, I'll watch a trailer, but I don't need to watch like full on scenes, for it.
Right.
It's like, I understand why they do it, but I'm definitely excited. Probably, I'll probably be let down, but we'll see. Hopefully not. Keep going back and forth. It's like, yeah. Do I get excited? Do I not? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if we talked about this, but the creators of the show were asked if they're going to acknowledge the events of She-Hulk. And they said, no, we're going to pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's like, heck.
Yeah, I did see that.
Heck yeah.
It's hilarious.
That's crazy. It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, She-Hulk.
So dumb.
Oh, and
they also confirmed that the Elektra actress is from the original show is coming back.
Yeah.
That hadn't been confirmed. We didn't know if the girl that played it in the other seasons was going to be playing it, but she is.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, and then I think Tatiana, whatever her name is, who played She-Hulk, she like said she wants to be in the Daredevil show like in season two or something, and
yeah,
just like, no, we don't want you.
No,
don't stay away. Stay away. Stop it.
Nobody stop wants it. You in there. yeah.
Goodness.
Jeez. So bad.
Yeah. So Snow White's coming up in a few weeks. Did you see the special like look that they gave today? I think it was today, where they did like a vintage reel of all the old Walt Disney like opening logos, because you know all the old Disney movies have their own like Walt Disney Studios logo, and and so they did this like kind of nostalgia bait special look, and then they, you know, having scenes from the original Snow White and then comparing it to the new Snow White and talking about how great the original movie was and how inspiring it is and how much informed informed the work that we did in this new movie. And it's like, that's so desperate. Like, you're just pretty much saying like, hey,
yeah.
Remember this movie? Remember this classic? Remember the first, animated film we did? Remember, first princess, remember Snow White? Remember this? Remember this? Could you please not hate us for all this crap that our lead actress said a little while back about how she despised the original? Let's forget about that. Remember this? It's so
funny.
Weird. Oh man! And then did you see the international poster? So they, I can't remember what country. I think it was UK or no, it wasn't UK. It was, I don't know. It one of the international posters. You can tell that they shaded her a lot more white than she is, so she's a lot lighter skinned in the poster, because it's an international poster, because Disney likes to do what they need to do to appease and appeal to other cultures, because they're hypocrites and don't actually believe the stuff that they preach.
Yeah.
So it would also be funny if they actually went back and lightened her skin for the movie, just in general, but I don't know.
Yeah.
She's not that dark skinned, but she's also not white, and that's the problem. And she's also not very likable, so that's another problem. But, this movie's gonna be wild. I hope this is the death. I hope this is the death of live action films after this. Like, they finally will come to their senses.
Yeah.
Probably not. Because, like, Mufasa made over, however much money. Well, we talked about it last week, but it made whatever, 700, 800 million.
Yeah.
It's like, it didn't hit a billion. So that's something.
Yeah.
But.
Yep.
I don't know. Still made money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was one topic I wanted to talk about, and maybe we can briefly talk about it to close this out, because we're coming to the end, but do you got anything else?
No. Now we can talk about it real quick and then close
it out. Yeah, so SNL, Saturday Night Live, had their 50th anniversary special. So I know they did a 25th anniversary special. I don't know if they did 30. I don't think they did 30th. And then they did the 40th anniversary, which I remember briefly. Which is crazy. It was 10 years ago. I remember briefly some of it, all the hype around it. But the 50 one, they've been really hyping up. And 50 is a big deal. That's 50 years of a continued show every single year, 50 seasons. Like, that's crazy. You know, very few shows can say that. And, you know, this one's a little different, you know, because it's not like a continuing, like, narrative story. But it's, you know, it's still a 50-year running show. And,
yeah,
you know, SNL, I've always loved SNL. I don't like a lot of the new stuff. It has some like, there's some episodes that I enjoy, that I like, some you know, cast or some hosts that they bring on every once in a while, maybe good. And they have some few good skits. I like Kenan Thompson. Mm-hmm. Thompson, is that his last name? Kenan. He's been with the show for over 20 years or something. Like, I think he's a funny guy. Has some good stuff. And then, you know, whenever they bring back the old cast, like Kristen Wiig and Adam Sandberg, and I say old, okay, that's like my generation, our generation's old cast, I guess, at least from what I remember watching of SNL.
Yeah.
Like the season, like 30 to 40, that's kind of where I know a lot of. But like, and then you have the older guys, like Adam Sandler is came to mind. You know, like Rob Schneider, you have
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. Danny what's his last name? The Ghostbusters dude.
I think that's right.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, that's right. Bill Murray. Martin Short, Steve Martin. All those guys. It's great, like, when they come back. And so a lot of them came back for the 50th anniversary. And overall, like, it was pretty cool to see. A lot of the skits, I watched the whole special. Did you get to watch it?
Okay.
Mm-mm.
I've seen some of the skits, but that's it.
I know I told you it was like 4 hours long. Apparently, I don't know. It was saying when I was watching it live, it was like 4 hours, but no, it was really 2.5 hours. I don't know if they cut stuff out like afterwards, but it was 2.5 hour special. I don't know. I have like really mixed feelings about it because what they really relied upon, the nostalgia, like every like skit, like made reference, every single skit pretty much made references to the past and talking about old cast members, old stories from the show, and all kinds of different things related to SNL. And it's like they're really appealing to the past, as it's a celebration of 50 years. And you have you know, almost everyone that's alive that's been on the show was there, so that was cool to see. A lot of Hollywood actors that I despise were there, of course, too. Anyways, it's just crazy to think that someone, you know, Lorne Michaels, one of the original creators. I think he is the original creator. I think he is the creator of SNL. He, just seeing him having built something 50 years ago and having it last this long is crazy. And I just think about, like, man, like, what are we building now that can last for 50 years? What are we starting now?
Right.
What are we investing in now to in the hopes of having 50 years of fruit? What can last for that long? It's like someone did it 50 years ago with SNL, and now it's the biggest show ever in the world. And I think my favorite part from the special, just the last thing, is Adam Sandler. I don't know if did you listen to Adam Sandler's 50 year song. You should listen to it. And you know, a lot of it, you know, you have to really know a lot of the SNL lore, I guess, to get some of the references, but it was really good. It was just Adam Sandler singing about the 50 years of SNL, you know, getting emotional over his friends, the people that he you know, has grown up with in his acting career, the people that he he is actually close friends with, and like gets a he got to celebrate that with them, and he wrote a song just about celebrating that 50 years, and then also reflecting upon, you know, two of his closest friends who have passed away, with Chris Farley and Norm McDermott. Norm McDermott, like who, like I love Norm. He's hilarious, and he has some great stuff, great skits on SNL. And you know, both those guys, they died pretty young. Chris Farley, I think, was in his 30s, and he died of a drug overdose. And I can't remember what happened to Norm, but it's just I don't know. It's just interesting to see that and to see this celebration of something that has lasted as long. Yeah, it's become a shell of itself. It's not as funny as it used to be. A lot of the jokes are just, I don't know, out of not in good taste, I guess. And especially when they do political jokes, you know, like they have the whole thing with Tom Hanks coming on, doing his character that he's done before, as a MAGA supporter who's basically a racist, and they have to make it clear that he hates black people, and because he's he's a MAGA supporter. And it's just they're out of touch, and it makes it so clear. It was so evident that Hollywood is out of touch just by that. But they still think like you're mocking half the country, with that skit, and it's like, but they just don't get it, and they never will.
No, it's so dumb for them to have done that.
But like, you know, that was like that was the only, you know, Trump joke or political joke that they made. You know, like when they actually like I think. You know, there was times where they actually like have like someone who plays Trump come on SNL and play Trump, and like usually that's actually pretty funny, and I think it's okay like to make fun of him. But when you make fun of the supporters or the voters, like that's where there's a problem, and I don't think they get that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Tom Hanks is I think we should piece of crap.
Close out now.
And to close out, before one more thing, Mark Hamill dropped his pants in front of a bunch of people after saying that Luke Skywalker was gay. So there's that. I don't know what that was about. Oh, like his pants fall down during his speech.
So dumb.
It's like, dude, this guy's he's losing it.
Just a drunken idiot.
Yeah, drunken idiot. He lost it a long time ago, but he's Anyways.
All right. You want to close us out?
Yeah, let's do it. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Movie Chronicles with the Powell Bros. We had a good time talking about all these things, and hope you guys enjoyed it. And please, if you're watching on YouTube, please like, comment, and subscribe. If you're listening to podcasts, leave us a 5-star review. If you're listening on X, hit that like button and that retweet button. And yeah, we appreciate the support. Please support us on Patreon, patreon.com/ThePowellBros. And remember to glorify God and watch good movies. We're out. Thank you guys.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.